From its earliest days, the Smithsonian Institution made and collected photographs. The pictures were gathered for more than 100 years. They document museum holdings, stuffed owls, pieces of china. They also note historic events, scientific discoveries, art, entertainment. There are millions of photographs in 16 Smithsonian museums and 600 different collections. For the first time, the photographs are being surveyed and organized. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg went over to inspect some of the vast Smithsonian collection.
When you have 13 million photographs, you're always making discoveries.
Look at this.
The image catches curator Mary Foresta's eye.
There's his huge view camera.
And it's looking at something.
What a big camera.
It belonged to William Henry Jackson, who carted it west in 1871 to document a geological survey. Another photograph shows what Jackson needed in order to take these pictures.
And this, on the back of this mule, is what he took along with him to make these photographs.
Yeah. Looks like a big leather suitcase.
Big leather suitcase, probably full of large glass plate negatives that went all the way from probably St. Louis to the Utah territories.
And a big camera.
William Henry Jackson made wonderful pictures, browned now with age, of vast dry lands and overhanging cliffs. The pictures were visual note-taking, evidence like that collected by hundreds of photographers that fulfilled the Smithsonian's mission, the increase and diffusion of knowledge. Jackson's big camera recorded the wide open spaces of the American West. In 1871, the geologists he traveled with were surveying an untapped landscape, and William Henry Jackson caught its lessons.
The photographers, almost more than anyone, seemed to be very aware that this was a moment of change in this landscape, that people had been there, but more people were coming, and that it would never look like this again.
Jackson's photographs ended up in the Smithsonian's Department of Geology, records of a long-ago time and place. Today, they sit in acid-free boxes on shelves with miles and miles of other pictures from other times. A photograph from the early 1900s documents another expedition, a little ghoulish.
There's Smithson's skull. Poor thing. And who's holding that? This distinguished gentleman with a mustache.
That's Alexander Graham Bell.
Yes.
Well, it turns out it is not all that clear. And this is an example of one of the problems inherent in collecting millions of photos over many years. The picture is blurry, there's no identification on the back, and lots of men wore mustaches then. What is sure is that the picture was taken by Mrs. Alexander Graham Bell on a trip to Italy. As a regent of the Smithsonian, Alexander Graham Bell was sent there to retrieve the remains of the benefactor of the institution, one James Smithson, and bring them back to Washington to rest in a crypt at the institution he endowed but never saw. Someone in that party posed with Smithson's skull, and Mrs. Bell's photograph, like so many at the Smithsonian, captures a little-known instant of history. These days, our eyes and minds' eyes carry images of a well-known event of recent history, the attacks of September 11th, that tragedy recorded by so many of today's cameras. Going through the Smithsonian's trove of old pictures, Mary Foresta says September 11th has affected her work.
What we knew about that site, what we felt about that site, were those extraordinary images we saw, far more than the video footage, I think, that we saw. It was those still images made by both professional and amateur photographers. That was one side of it. The other side of photography that I think really stood out for me were how photographs played this extraordinary role in people's search for missing relatives and friends. Not just straight portraits, photographs of people at picnics, people in weddings, people at bar mitzvahs. Those were the pictures that suddenly came out and kind of reminded us of life. It really has colored the way that I've begun looking at these individual photographs in the 13 million. I'm always saying, why was this made? What meaning does it have? What's the response? What's our emotional response to this? They just have great meaning.
Curator Mary Foresta is sorting through the 13 million photographs at the Smithsonian Institution with an ambitious goal, an exhibition in May 2003 to be called At First Sight, Photography and the American Imagination. Ultimately, she hopes these treasures of Smithsonian photography will have their own home at a National Center for Photography in the nation's capital. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.